We all believe in kindness. It's the foundation of good character, the rule of gold, and the sunshine that can brighten someone's day. But what if I told you there's a darker side to kindness? A place where its well-intentioned rays could create unexpected shadows, even according to the ancient philosophy of Stoicism. Don't assume you're immune. Instead, join us as we delve into 11 unexpected ways that kindness can negatively impact your life. We'll examine the Stoic concept of virtue, where balance trumps blind generosity, and learn when saying no can be the most compassionate act. Get ready to have your perceptions challenged. This is not about abandoning kindness, but rather about using it intelligently. So, click subscribe, hit the notification bell, and get ready to explore the unforeseen consequences of kindness. Is it always the right choice? Let's find out. Number 1. Misplaced kindness. Imagine a young toddler, eyes wide with determination, swaying wildly on a two-wheeled device. Securing the handlebars firmly, you, the ever-supportive adult, ensure their every wobble doesn't result in a scraped knee. Your instinct for nurturing and protection drives your good intentions. However, the hidden agenda behind this ostensibly charitable deed could have unexpected results. The renowned Roman statesman and philosopher Seneca provided a complex analysis of generosity and assistance. He thought that support could be provided in ways other than just keeping someone comfortable. His timeless advice: true help is not about relieving the burden, but equipping the bearer, still resonates after decades. Imagine the child, always dependent on your helping hand, never knowing the joy of self-balancing, the victorious wobble before a joyful glide. This is essentially the danger of well-intentioned benevolence. Overprotecting turns us into a crutch that prevents us from becoming self-reliant, a necessary component of resilience and development. So, how can we walk this tightrope between being friendly and encouraging self-reliance? Empowered support is the key to the solution. Run alongside the youngster, lending a steady hand when necessary, but ultimately letting them experience the wobbles, the near falls, and the thrilling freedom of self-propelled mobility instead of grasping the handlebars. This method goes beyond teaching bike riding. It can be used in various situations, such as assisting a buddy with a difficulty or mentoring a coworker through a difficult assignment. By providing direction and assistance while letting them go through the process independently, we enable students to develop their inner fortitude, self-assurance, and problem-solving abilities. Recall that a youngster who masters independent balancing not only masters riding a bike, but also develops a sense of achievement, self-belief, and the capacity to confront obstacles in the future with renewed confidence. Empowered support creates a positive ripple effect that changes people and communities long after the first act of kindness. Thus, consider Seneca's advice the next time you need to protect someone from discomfort. Giving them the resources to manage their path and encouraging the resiliency and independence that open doors to a happy life are frequently the best ways to show someone you care. Number 2. Enabling behavior. Consider your acquaintance precariously perched above a financial abyss. They're in trouble now because of their mistakes and rash choices. It hurts to think of them. The inclination is to act like a financial superhero and save them from difficulties. But is this helping them, or is it just creating a dependency that prevents them from growing and being resilient? The Roman emperor and well-known Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius handled the difficulties of interpersonal relationships with compassion and wisdom. In addition to stressing the value of individual accountability, he felt that support should be extended to others. In his timeless work, Meditations, he penned, "Be merciful, but at the same time, firm." These words provide guidance. While it may seem generous to save your friend from every financial abyss, think about the consequences in the long run. This continual safety net takes away their ability to grow from their mistakes and acquire the abilities and tactics needed to face obstacles on their own in the future. It becomes a crutch, making them feel like they've been taught to be helpless and impeding their potential to become financially resilient. In this case, genuine kindness necessitates treading carefully between empowerment and compassion. Provide consolation, a sympathetic ear, and prudent spending and budgeting pointers. Maybe recommend some materials or workshops on financial literacy, but resist the temptation to act as your bank. Recall that dealing with the fallout from mistakes and facing consequences can lead to personal progress. You can impede your friend's progress toward financial responsibility and independence by keeping them from going through this critical experience. Having limits increases your compassion rather than lessens it. It lets you be a part of your friend's development while honoring their independence and encouraging their capacity for growth and adaptation. Be lucid, honest in your communication, and steadfast in your support as they reach financial security. Empowering your friend on this path goes well beyond their financial situation. They gain self-assurance, the ability to solve problems, and a feeling of agency. The effects of their newly discovered resilience on their relationships, careers, and general well-being are far-reaching. Recall that genuine kindness is about giving someone the skills they need to overcome obstacles and become stronger, more resilient people, not about perfecting their lives. Thus, observe your friend transform into the confident and assertive person they were destined to be as you wisely walk the tightrope of compassion, giving a hand up rather than a free pass. Number 3. Ignored boundaries. We've all been in a situation where a friend confides in us about a personal difficulty, and the need to offer guidance and support suddenly becomes overwhelming. However, consider the delicate dance between compassion and honoring invisible boundaries before jumping in with well-intentioned remarks. The well-known Stoic philosopher Epictetus stresses personal autonomy while reminding us of our interconnectedness. His timeless advice continues to guide us. Remember, you are not an island, but a part of the main. Even though we live in a community, each person has a unique domain with personal boundaries. Imagine stepping into a friend's emotional storm and offering unwanted advice. Your remarks could appear invasive and over the line, even with the best intentions. It's like walking into someone's house without permission, even with the best intentions. No matter how well-intentioned, this intrusion may backfire and drive your friend away instead of providing comfort. In this case, listening with grace is genuine kindness. Provide a sympathetic ear and a secure environment where your friend can share their feelings without fear of repercussions. Encourage self-reflection by posing open-ended questions, but avoid offering unwanted advice. Recall that sometimes being there is the most potent form of support, but managing limits can be difficult. What does unsolicited counsel consist of? When does hearing with intent become accepting without question? Occasionally, your friend may ask you for your opinion directly, opening the door for intelligent recommendations. Watch for their physical and verbal signs, and never underestimate their right to refuse your advice. Boundaries should be respected since they build relationships and trust. It conveys to your friend your appreciation for their independence and uniqueness. This establishes a secure environment where support may flow freely without feeling uncomfortable or invasive, allowing for honest communication and genuine connection. Recall that compassion depends on respect. Take a step back before you give counsel. Pay attention to cues actively listen and provide assistance that respects your friend's limits and needs. Doing this fosters a closer bond based on respect for one another and the realization that genuine support empowers rather than encroaches. Number 4. Self-sacrifice at a cost. Picture a candle with a bright flame that flickers, filling the space with warmth and brightness. However, what occurs when that spark is extinguished, fed solely by the requests of others, and its own needs are disregarded? It sputters, grows dimmer, and then goes dark. This is the possible drawback of self-sacrifice, an admirable deed that, when overdone, might cause burnout and ultimately obstruct the same kindness we seek to provide. Respected Stoic philosopher Musonius Rufus promoted living according to nature, acknowledging the connection between human well-being and the environment. True self-care is not selfishness. It is an investment in the vitality of our being, he said, pleading with people to achieve balance. Giving in to the demands of others while ignoring your own is like taking water out of a well and never filling it again. The well eventually dries up, leaving you hollow and unable to give genuine kindness from a place of plenty. This depletion undermines the satisfaction and purpose of doing good deeds and breeds resentment. Self-care is a spring that feeds genuine compassion. It is not a finite resource. By making time for things that feed your mind, body, and soul, you can refuel and make sure that when you act compassionately, it comes from a position of abundance rather than scarcity. Consider nurturing the flame within you, ensuring it burns brightly and sustainably, and illuminating the lives of others and your own. Making your health a priority is a responsible decision. It does not imply selfishness. You can show up for others with fresh energy and a sincere sense of generosity when you set limits, say no when necessary, and partake in enjoyable activities. When you put your health first, it benefits more people than just you. By practicing self-care and establishing healthy boundaries, you inspire others to value themselves as highly as you do. Healthy connections spread as a result, building a community where compassion flourishes from a foundation of personal well-being rather than via acts of sacrifice. Recall that genuine compassion is tending to the inner flame rather than exhausting oneself. Put your needs first, practice self-care, and watch as your compassion grows and shines a brilliant and sustainable light on the lives of those around you. Number 5. Blind trust and betrayal. Imagine letting someone who exudes love and kindness into your heart. You voice your secrets and expose your vulnerabilities by reverberating their apparent sincere empathy. However, what if that kindness masks a sinister plan and your unwavering trust becomes a tool against you? This is the possible drawback of blind faith, a kind deed that, in its innocence, may leave you open to the hurt of betrayal. The Roman philosopher and counselor Seneca advised us to approach relationships with discernment and warned against the perils of blind trust. His wise advice, which holds proper even now, is to beware the man who is friendly to everyone. Although it's a good quality, kindness shouldn't be the only thing that leads to blind faith. Deceivers frequently wear a veneer of friendliness and empathy to win your trust. They take advantage of your innate need for belonging and connection, creating a magnetism that can be hard to resist. Recall that genuine kindness frequently takes the form of deeds rather than just words. Watch for irregular conduct, observe how they behave, and don't hesitate to ask questions. This does not imply becoming cynical or treating everyone with distrust. It's about adopting a healthy skepticism, a temperate stance that allows for the potential of dishonesty, while keeping doors open to sincere relationships. Trust needs to be earned rather than bestowed. take your time, pay great attention, and follow your gut feeling. Take notice of warning signs. Does their generosity seem like a performance? Do they do as they have said they would? Do they have an excessive interest in your vulnerabilities or personal information? Have faith in your intuition. It's frequently a vital sign of something wrong. Betrayal can sting deeply, leaving wounds from hurt and disappointment. But keep in mind that even though this was a traumatic experience, it doesn't have to define you. Take what you can from it, grow as a judge, but keep your heart open. There is still room for genuine kindness grounded in discernment and sound boundaries. Healthy skepticism is a defensive strategy that also communicates with others around you. It dissuades those trying to take advantage of generosity and promotes genuineness. This encourages community development based on trust gained through sincere communication and ethical conduct. Recall that while kindness is a lovely quality, discernment is a prerequisite. Be cautious when opening your heart, pay close attention, and follow your gut. By doing this, you move through the world with discernment, safeguarding yourself while keeping your eyes peeled for the real connections that offer happiness and fulfillment. Number 6. Exploited generosity. Imagine extending a genuine hand of warmth and offering assistance by opening your wallet. The recipient is beaming with thanks and their comments are bright. But what if their thankfulness conceals a need for more than what you've offered, and that grin belies hidden intentions? This is the possible drawback of exploited charity, a well-meaning deed that, in its innocence, may draw others who view compassion as a vulnerability that may be taken advantage of. The well-known Stoic philosopher Epictetus highlighted the value of leading an honorable and wise life. He said, "Do not be ashamed to be called simple, if by that is meant guileless and straightforward." He advocated for kindness in addition to self-awareness. Being kind to others is an excellent quality, but it shouldn't be mistaken for gullibility. People who take advantage of generosity frequently pretend to be in need and spin tales of suffering and bad luck. They take advantage of your empathy by making you feel things that might not be true. Recall that actual needs seldom necessitate coercion or perseverance. Setting healthy boundaries is essential, even though you shouldn't become cynical or refuse assistance altogether. Seek clarification on the circumstances, ask questions, be bold, and accept an offer if something feels wrong. Your readiness to assist shouldn't be interpreted as a license to be exploited. Often, genuine kindness entails more than just giving things away. Think of different approaches to assistance that could make them less vulnerable to abuse. Provide knowledge, direction, or resources that enable others to solve problems independently. This lowers the likelihood of dependency and promotes self-reliance. It requires expertise and time to become discernible. Red signals include inconsistent stories, undue pressure, or attempts to manipulate you into providing more. Be aware of these. Have faith in your instincts. They frequently detect small indications your conscious mind might overlook. Being taken advantage of can leave a bad taste, destroying confidence and causing you to become reluctant to lend assistance in the future. But keep in mind that this experience does not define you. Please take what you can from it and hone your judgment, but don't allow it to quell your basic need to be excellent. You make a strong statement when you give generously. It deters those who would take advantage of kindness and promotes sincere relationships based on accountability and respect for one another. As a result, a community where assistance is given wisely and accepted with dignity is fostered. Recall that while generosity is a noble trait, intelligence is a necessary companion. Be compassionate, but not naive. Inquire, pay close attention, and have faith in your instincts. Doing this ensures that your generosity uplifts and empowers others, having a long-lasting beneficial effect on the people around you and yourself. Number 7. Misunderstood motives. Imagine giving someone a helpful hand out of sheer kindness. You give a stranger in line a cup of coffee, offer a friend a ride home, or donate your time to a charity you support. But rather than receiving the desired gratitude, you get raised eyebrows, suspicious looks, or even direct accusations. This is the possible consequence of mistaken motivations, whereby well-meaning deeds are misconstrued, leaving you to deal with the imprecision between perception and purpose. The Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius advised people to emphasize their deeds and morality more than outside approval. His timeless words, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be one." Despite the importance of aiming for good communication, in the end, our deeds speak louder than our words. Individual perceptions, influenced by biases, societal norms and life experiences, create a maze around our actions. Some could see something you offer as a pleasant flirting gesture, and others as having a hidden intent. It is necessary to realize that while complete clarity may be elusive, it can be attained through purposeful communication and constant, sincere acts. While effective communication is essential, actual deeds also have great power. Words may get misinterpreted, but the message is more evident when your actions match your objectives. People watch, they look for trends, and in time, the sincerity of your generosity comes through. It can feel like a tightrope walk to balance sincerity and straightforward communication. Be aware of societal conventions and the possibility that your actions will be misunderstood. Explain your motives when necessary, but don't go overboard with your defenses. Allow your deeds to do the talking. Show that you are sincere by being friendly to everyone. Despite the greatest of intentions, miscommunications can still occur. Avoid becoming defensive or giving up. Take advantage of these opportunities to grow and improve your strategy. Communicate openly, be clear about your intentions, and actively hear the other person's words. You convey a lot when you handle misinterpreted intentions with poise and sincerity. You show that genuine character always comes through, and that generosity transcends immediate interpretations. This promotes compassion, understanding, and trust in the community. Recall that being nice is a journey rather than a destination. There will be hiccups on the journey when people doubt your intentions. However, you can close the gap between intention and perception by emphasizing sincere deeds, unambiguous communication, and uncompromising honesty. This guarantees that your compassion has a long-lasting positive effect on the environment. Number 8. Unwanted interventions. Say you are present for a dispute between two co-workers. Words fly, the tension crackles, and your good instincts tell you to meditate. But before you barge in, imagine yourself as an unwanted visitor who has interrupted a delicate dance they are doing. This is the trap of unwelcome interventions. Good intentions can become interference, impeding conflict resolution and violating people's right to autonomy. The famed Roman statesman and philosopher Seneca pushed people to behave sensibly and intelligently. He says, "It is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste a lot of it." He advocated respecting natural processes. His remarks serve as a valuable reminder that the best action in specific conflict situations is to watch and let the parties involved figure out their answers. Imagine stepping in during a heated dispute before all sides have had a chance to say what they want to say. If you intervene too soon, the conflict resolution process may go slowly, and they may need help to completely comprehend one another's viewpoints and develop a workable solution. Recall that handling conflict rather than avoiding it is frequently the growth path. Supporting others is admirable, but remember that everyone handles disagreement differently. While some people appreciate your help, others resolve their differences independently. Please pay attention to spoken and unspoken indications and honor people's unseen boundaries and those they express via words. When, then, is intervention beneficial? The secret is to provide support rather than answers. Actively listen to them without judgment, accept their feelings, and create a secure environment where they may express themselves. Promote free dialogue, but refrain from taking sides or imposing your agenda. Sometimes, the best support you can give someone is just letting them know you're available if they need assistance. A peaceful atmosphere results from a wise intervention that respects boundaries and concentrates on enabling rather than imposing a settlement. People acquire the ability to handle disagreement constructively, which benefits the community by increasing communication and trust. Recall that understanding, not intrusion, is the key to kindness in conflict resolution. Please pay attention, extend assistance, and believe in people to solve their problems. You give them the tools they need to develop and face obstacles head-on with dignity and resiliency. Number 9. Guilt tripping and manipulation. Imagine extending assistance while expressing worry in your voice, yet behind the surface, there is an expectation that is not stated. The receiver pauses, feeling that your kindness carries a burden. Sadly, this is the dark side of kindness, when manipulation appears as concern and leaves a path of unhealthful relationships and anger in its wake. Recalling the Stoic philosopher Epictetus, it is not he who reviles or strikes you who insults you, but your opinion that he has done so. Genuine compassion flourishes on autonomy rather than duty. Honesty and sincerity are valued in all social relationships, according to Stoicism. Offering help and support is commendable, but employing them as a means of control dilutes the very nature of goodwill. The lessons from Epictetus are instructive. Differentiate between genuine concern and the deceptive appearance of compassion contrived for one's benefit. Think of someone constantly telling you how much they have sacrificed, showing you all the help, and quietly hinting at an unpaid bill. This fosters an oppressive sense of duty, where appreciation turns into bitterness. Genuine compassion releases, not confines. Take notice of warning signs. Are there conditions associated with their kindness? Do they use your past favors against you or gently manipulate you into complying? Recall that genuine support allows you to make decisions, not manipulate you, by applying emotional pressure. Setting limits is essential, especially in the face of deceptive compassion. Thank them, but politely decline any unwelcome commitments. While communicating your requirements and honoring theirs, be firm yet kind. Resentment can be left as a scar after being duped under the pretense of benevolence. Recall that you have no responsibility for the emotional manipulation or expectations of others. Prioritize healthy, genuine connections and forgive yourself for past compliances. Establishing limits encourages respect and gives people the confidence to do the same, not because it makes you cruel. As a result, there are more positive interactions, and genuine kindness can grow unrestricted by duty or manipulation. Recall that genuine kindness does neither coerce nor induce guilt. It respects, empowers, and grants people the freedom of choice. Develop sincere empathy, provide unrestricted support, and empathetically set boundaries. You foster good relationships and positively impact a society where kindness is based on sincerity rather than deceit by doing. Number 10. unrealistic expectations. Imagine holding a door open for someone and expecting to be greeted with a smile and a thank you. Instead, they go right by you without saying anything. You feel a wave of disappointment that lingers in your mouth. This is essentially the trap of having unreasonable expectations. Generosity becomes dependent on receiving it back, leaving you in a vicious circle of negativity and disappointment. Begin each day by telling yourself, "Today, I shall meet a liar, an ingrate, an insulter, a thief, a slanderer, an envious, and a proud man." All of these are mistaken about the nature of good and evil, advised the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius. Regarding the nature of good and evil, they are all misguided. Sincere generosity exists independently of the need for reciprocation. Living in harmony with nature and realizing that not everyone may react to your compassion in the way you might expect are critical components of Stoicism. It promotes virtue-seeking behavior for its own sake, independent of praise or recognition from others. The quotation from Marcus Aurelius serves as a helpful reminder. We become disappointed when we expect others to behave in a way that matches our expectations. Let go of expectations. Your compassion comes from your desire to make a positive difference in the world. Consider lending a hand in the hopes of getting recognition or appreciation. When that affirmation isn't received, disappointment casts a shadow over your experience, which could make you feel worse and make giving less enjoyable. Recall that genuine compassion is a gift given freely, without ulterior motives or payment demands. Embrace the delight of giving yourself rather than concentrating on getting approval from others. Regardless of how someone responds, be grateful for the chance to influence their life positively. Remember that the recipient may be going through a difficult moment, and even a tiny gesture of compassion can significantly impact their day. Develop an attitude of thankfulness for being able to be excellent. Realize that regardless of how other people respond, you are the one who chooses to be generous and are entitled to the good feelings that come with it. You convey a strong message when you provide kindness freely without anticipating anything in return. It inspires others to show compassion and generosity, starting a positive chain reaction long after the initial deed. Recall that genuine compassion is a state of being rather than an act. Let go of the need for approval. Concentrate on the joy of giving, and remember that the true power of kindness comes from its inherent worth rather than from expecting anything in return. You develop inner serenity, motivate others, and make the world a more caring place by doing this. Number 11. Cultural dissonance. Imagine sharing a delectable homemade cuisine with someone eager to share delicacies from your culture. However, your kind gesture is greeted with reluctance and even hostility. This interaction warns about the dangers of cultural dissonance, which occurs when well-intentioned actions conflict with differing norms and beliefs and have unexpected results. Seneca, the actor and philosopher from Rome, highlighted, "We are all fellow travelers on a journey, having embarked from the same port and sailing towards the same destination." We must embrace cultural sensitivity to ensure our generosity takes root and doesn't just stumble. Stoicism strongly emphasizes appreciating individual values and comprehending other points of view. Although compassion is a universal language, significant cultural differences exist in how it is expressed and understood. We may manage these varied interpretations with respect and prevent accidental injury or offense by using a culturally sensitive approach. Consider yourself in a foreign nation with no knowledge of the customs there. While avoiding direct eye contact could be disrespectful, offering a handshake could be seen as impolite. By being aware of and respecting these cultural nuances, we can ensure that our generosity is translated correctly and that our intentions are translated into excellent outcomes. Refrain from assuming that everyone understands kindness the same way you do. Spend time learning about the area's etiquette, morals, and customs. Respectfully watch, inquire, and remain receptive to differing viewpoints. Recall that cultural sensitivity is a continuous process rather than a final goal. Navigating cultural differences can be difficult, despite good intentions and knowledge. Err on the side of caution when in doubt. It is usually preferable to get consent before making physical contact, making food offers, or shooting pictures. Recall that showing them you respect their cultural boundaries communicates a lot. Stay non-defensive when faced with a cultural misunderstanding. Make use of the chance to develop and learn. Sincerely apologize, seek clarification, and pay attention to what they say. This promotes comprehension and averts the recurrence of the same circumstances. Being sensitive to cultural differences sends a strong message of appreciation and respect. It encourages candid dialogue, forges connections across disparate groups, and permits compassion to cross boundaries and establish genuine, deeper connections. Recall that genuine kindness involves more than having good intentions. It also entails being aware of how those intentions differ depending on the culture. Embrace cultural sensitivity, be a lifelong learner, and see how your acts of kindness grow into deep relationships that honor our shared humanity. Recall that these are calls for wisdom rather than warnings against kindness. Being stoic is about using kindness carefully, not about giving it up. We can steer clear of unexpected repercussions and navigate with greater awareness when we are aware of the potential dangers. Adopting compassion with discernment creates a more meaningful human connection, encourages personal development, and improves the world. With awareness in hand, set forth on your path of kindness and never forget that the likelihood of beneficial effects dramatically exceeds the probability of unintended consequences. Recall that compassion is an effective weapon. When used correctly, it can positively impact your life and the lives of others around you.